on ESPN Radio.
Even in the house, even safer at home conditions, we will always give the people what they want. Gentlemen, we're starting the show with something that's very important to you. Something that's very important to the future of your favorite football franchise. Jalen Rose, did you see the video? Run the video. Did you see the video of Tua Tagovailoa on his feet? Tua, he's standing. He's moving back in the pocket. Not just once. He's adjusting, moving again, and he's practicing social distancing by throwing the long ball. And he said it feels good to spin it again, Jalen Rose. Jalen, I know you saw the clip. I'm sure you've watched it 55, 65 times. What did you think about Tua actually moving?
So, not to throw shade at any of these players that I'm going to name, but the reality of it is Detroit's two best quarterbacks in the history of the franchise are Bobby Lane and Matthew Stafford. And just coincidentally, they went to the same high school. So, in between, I seen my brother Rodney Pete. I seen Eric Hipple. I seen Gary Danielson, Scott Mitchell.
Dan Orlovsky. Dan Orlovsky. They're dead.
I know. And so Matthew Stafford has been a breath of fresh air with the Lions for 9 years. So I don't want to cast him away in any way, shape, or form. He's been ride or die. Before this season, he had never missed a game. And I still think he's quietly like a top 7 or 8 QB in the league, actually.
Jalen, what about Tua moving?
That's where I'm going. So, therefore, if I got a guy that's a top 10 QB, I could go both ways. I think Matt Patricia is thinking win now because we only won 3 games last year. Tua ain't going to be ready to lead us next season. So I'm thinking that they're going to try to devote those resources into a defensive player, somebody that can contribute right now. Me, I'm going with the franchise quarterback. I'm going with the franchise quarterback. And I would take Tua. So to see him throwing just furthers my point that he's continuing to improve. And I know Joe Burrow came onto the scene, and he deserves all the accolades as a national champion. But if we was at the park on a Saturday morning and I had to pick
I'm taking Tua. I've been saying that ever since this started becoming a conversation. Joe Burrow had such an amazing season, had literally a historic record-breaking season. But that wasn't his first season in college football. And he's had some years that we don't really talk about during his college football career. Tua, every time he steps on the field, he delivers until he got hurt.
As a freshman, he came in a national championship game. And was throwing it all over the line through the game winning touchdown.
You know that no one could say his name. No one said his last name the entire second half of that game. Not the announcers, not anybody at home. I remember we were doing a live stream with all the colleagues in LA. No one said his last name, including myself. And I'll also say this is if you think there's not interesting news in sports right now, I gotta tell you something. There is. Because Deshaun Watson took to Twitter. And he referenced some Drake lyrics.
Do you ever think about when you out of here?
Not Drake, but the teacher, KRS. He referenced some Drake lyrics that mentioned breaking up a great duo and how it would be regrettable. Jalen, what do you think he could be talking about?
So I came through the door and said it before. We did this show the day after DeAndre Hopkins got traded. And I said into a microphone, Deshaun Watson is going to ask to get traded in 3-2-1.
Mm-hmm.
Like, you didn't make that decision based off football reasons. He's literally, I don't care what list you're going by. If you talk about top receivers, he's going to be up there. All pro constantly. His catch radius is insane. You're not trying to help your young budding quarterback and a team that really hasn't met expectations in a lot of ways by trading him in any way, shape, or form. That, from a football perspective, that makes no sense. So now that that has happened, you know what, Deshaun? Let me tell you something. You want to be in a city where you can ride down Woodward or ride down Grand River and we'll say what up, though. Come to Detroit!
Oh, no. Wait. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. A couple things. Because you were just talking about Tua a second ago and how Matt Stafford was going to groom Tua, and now you're trying to recruit Deshaun Watson. That's just desperate. You just sound desperate. You're like that guy that gets shot down at the bar and then turns around and talks to another girl right next to him on the other side of him. That's what you sound like. You're just looking for anybody to go home with. Just anybody to go home with.
Well, here's what I learned. Desperate. There was a time where I was broke. I was skinny. I had terrible skin, which I still do, and bad teeth. But you know what I learned at that period of time? The same dude that a date a 10, a date 5 twos. That's what I learned.
Well, there's a few things about this that I need to discuss. Number one, if you trade DeAndre Hopkins, who is the perfect receiver for a young quarterback finding his way in the National Football League, because you just have to throw around him. Like, you don't have to be perfectly accurate. Like, you know, it doesn't have to be perfectly placed. You just throw it anywhere around him, and he'll come down with it. He'll give you the best shot of it. And he's not – and he got Will Fuller there as a deep threat. Like, I really like what they were doing. It's one thing to trade him, right? I get it. You know, sometimes personalities clash. Or someone wants out. It's just bad for the sort of the personality of the team or the locker room, whatever you say. But what up? What's up, Talia? And I'll say this, though. If you trade him, you have to get more back than what you got. You know what I mean? Like, I understand sometimes you have to trade somebody just because of the personality or whatever. But if you trade him and you're looking at it as Deshaun Watson, you can't get fleeced. You know? Like, you can't just get absolutely fleeced. And Deshaun Watson, he knows what he's doing when he sends out that tweet. He knows exactly what he's doing. It's not a trade request. It's not even a, I'm unhappy with my team. It's not a meeting. It's not anything. It's just, he's got the plausible deniability to just be like, oh, I was just quoting some of my favorite Drake lyrics. It has nothing to do with DeAndre Hopkins.
But the great thing about sports, the timelines exist. And by the way, I love Houston. Oh my goodness. I love Houston so very much. When I first got into the league, I was playing in the Western Conference. We went to Houston. I was like, I loved Houston so very much. That being said, Deshaun Watson, his future isn't there, especially if Bill O'Brien's going to be there. He got way too much power. He the GM. He the coach. Like, he got way too much power to make a decision like this. Now, I want to just make sure I say this. David Johnson is not an elite player like a DeAndre Hopkins. DeAndre Hopkins, in my opinion, is one of the top 5 to 8 players in the whole NFL. Okay, so I'm not even talking about, like, as a receiver. David Johnson can be a Pro Bowl caliber back. When he's healthy, ask anybody that plays fantasy. And you know I play a lot of fantasy. He has the potential to put up some numbers running and catching out of the backfield.
Well, there was a long time where he was, you know, rumored. He's one of those things where you think about it like, oh, like 2017, 2018. You're like, oh, David Johnson, is he a number one pick? Is he a number two pick, number three pick? But, you know, 2019, he wasn't really even considered as one of those first round picks. I think that's truly, in fantasy, it's obviously different than actual football, but that's indicative. That's indicative of where he's at in the game.
What about this Patriot privilege gone wrong?
You keep saying Patriot privilege. Why do you keep saying this every time we have a show?
Because Matt Patricia falling out with Big Play Slay, and now we're talking about O'Brien falling out with DeAndre Hopkins. You don't get better by getting rid of your best players. That just doesn't add up. The Patriots didn't get better at quarterback when Tom Brady left.
Let me tell you something about this Patriot privilege. If there were 5 coaches going into the season, and I said, ooh, I don't know if they're going to be coaching week 17 for the same team, both of those names would be in that top 5. So the Patriot privilege looks good right now, but let's just hold off a little bit, because something tells me that one of those 2 head coaches will not be the head coach of their team come week 17. Now, that's not all there is, Jay. We got Raekwon the Schefter on the Twitter. And he told us this morning.
That nickname.
You can't stop me from saying it.
I know I can't.
I'm keep saying it. Raekwon the Schefter.
I am the guy that didn't want to be called Fab Five. We wanted to be called Fab 5 times, and that wouldn't have been a smart decision.
I do think Schefter has the purple tape. You think Schefter's got only Cuban links? You might. He'll surprise you.
He was in college in the 90s.
Yeah, he's the right age. He's the right age.
Matter. Purple tape. That's a classic.
You got the purple tape. So Purple Tape, Raekwon the Chef is tweeting. First he said that it's expected for the Panthers to release him today. Okay. So whenever they put expected in there, there's basically reporting that they're going to do it, but they can't say they did it. But and act like they did it because of the timeline. And then the latest is that he passed his physical. He's healthy, and he's 100% excited to play for another team. What do you think about the future holds for Cam Newton? Because there's only so many spots left right now.
I believe that Cam Newton will be the underutilized diamond in this offseason free agency. I look at the carousel moving around. Shout to Teddy Bridgewater. I'm glad he got his bread and his opportunity. You know, they have a new coach. They have a new staff. I understand Carolina moving on. I get that. Shout to Phillip Rivers, OG veteran. Of course, he's supposed to get checks. He's been doing it forever, putting in work, that type of thing. And obviously, I mentioned Tom Brady. But, yo, a healthy Cam Newton, I'm seeing guys like Chase Daniels get jobs. I'm seeing Brian Hoyer getting jobs.
Those are backup jobs, but yeah.
I'm just saying, I would take one Cam Newton over all three of them.
Of course, but all three of them put together are going to make less than one Cam Newton. You know, he's got a big number attached to him. You know, Cam Newton's not playing for $3 million next year. He's not. He's not doing it.
Hey man, that's one of those guys to me. You invest in low. Like the return on Cam. If I'm one of these squads like the Chargers, you know, him and my guy from what's my guy's name? That's that quarterback now. He was in Cleveland for a while.
There's 15 quarterbacks this year.
Yeah, I wanted to see him get it. He played with the Ravens.
Flacco.
No, not Flacco. He's a black quarterback, really mobile. I forget his name. That. But you put them guys in the same system.
RG3? Who are you talking about?
No, it's not RG3.
All right.
He played with the Ravens. He played with the Browns.
We're moving on.
Tyrod Taylor. Tyrod Taylor. Thank you for the people. The doctor. I appreciate you. Tyrod Taylor. And so now they have, you know, they're not the same person or player, but, you know, they're both mobile and try to make plays from the your screen went off in the back. So you try to bring him to the Chargers because they have a lot of weapons. But, man, Cam and Jameis, I'm
Tyrod Taylor.
I'm betting on those guys low.
Over
sure. On those guys could be really high. I'm like, if I'm Detroit, okay.
And oh, okay. How many quarterbacks are you going to put on Detroit?
I was joking with Deshaun. I was joking with Deshaun. And by the way, you ready for this? I know Detroit ain't going to take Tua. They're not going to do it.
If he's there, they're going to take him. If he's there, they're
not going to take him. They never do the exact move that we should.
No. This is a no-brainer. This is a
no-brainer. This is 47 years, dog. This is a no-brainer.
This is a no-brainer.
I've been watching the draft, and I saw it take receivers like 10 straight years. Like, trust me, dog. I live this. I live this lying life. But Winston and Jameis, those are guys I bring into my building because I think the rate of return on those guys could be high. Like, if you're Pittsburgh.
You mean Newton and Jameis.
Ben Roethlisberger.
You said the beard? Yo, I'd be concerned. I'm away from Ben Roethlisberger once I see the beard. I'm like, No. You clearly... Clearly, your head's not in the right place.
But this is that's a failed test.
Wait, yeah, that's something. That's it. No, it's not a failed test because that beard got all the stuff that he's been using for the past year and a half in there. A failed test when you clean shave it like me because you don't want that DNA strand in the hair follicle to come out. That's really what it is. So now it is time for one of our signature franchises. It is time for Soft Number Boss Mode. All right, Jalen, I know you saw the video. IG Live, you didn't see it, but you know we've all seen the video. Bronny James with the fresh hair. Apparently, they got a salon in the James compound. Savannah got her own salon or something because there was a salon environment. And Jalen, you know that there's only so much I can understand about people look like you and their hair. So explain to me what treatment Bronny James got to his hair. And soft move or boss move, doing whatever Bronny did to his hair.
First off, what Bronny did to his hair is a boss move. And like I told you, if I could, I'll have hair down on my shoulders like Ron O'Neill. I remember when Ice-T first came out, his hair was long. I was like, I need that. But the problem is I realized even if I got a perm, mine still went up. It didn't necessarily lay down. It was kind of too nappy. It wouldn't really cooperate. You know, this certain hair don't work for certain looks. And so when I first saw him, he looked like a member of Full Force. A lot of you youngsters can Google that. And then there's another, I don't know if I lost you guys. There you go.
Hmm.
Did I lose you guys?
No, we're good.
Okay. And then there's another song that I listen to a lot. I forget the name of the artist. I make you weak at the knees, make you feel all right. The only thing that hair is missing now is a Jerry curl. Hey, Bronny, I know you watch Jalen and Jacoby. I know you listen to the podcast backwards with LeBron in the car when y'all going to work out. I'm trying to tell you, the next thing you got to do with that head, you got to put some activator in it, dog. You got to go Jerry Curl. You got to go Ice Cube, America's Most Wanted. That's the next step, Bronny. You must go full Jerry Curl at this point.
I want to give a big shout to our colleague and homegirl, Talaya, for telling me it's a wash and then a hot comb. It's a wash and a blowout, she said. A wash and a blowout. Whatever. It looked good. It looked good. I watched the video like more times than I even care to admit. I was like, oh, that looks good. I was like, I don't know what that is.
I shout remember hot combs, man. That's crazy.
Shout to him. Shout to him. So we got some more news in the NBA. Now, there's a couple things that are happening in the NBA that we need to discuss. I mean, number one is KD. There's some rumors that he's going to play small ball center for the Nets next year. And it, to me, that's not really news. It's like, if you watch the Warriors games, he was doing it there. And he is the perfect prototype for today's NBA to play small ball center. I don't think you do what the Rockets do. You get rid of Jared Allen, who's a great young player. I think DeAndre's on contract for next year. But in lineups, of course you're going to see KD at center. Is that news to you?
Shout out to Demetrius. Steve Arrington is the artist for Weak at the Knees. Here's the thing. Here's the true distinction. And this isn't like shots or shade. This is you and I in a presidential or GM office, and we're evaluating talent. And it just so happens that the people on IG get a chance to hear some exclusive information of what gets said in those rooms when players and agents aren't around. When you look at the Eastern Conference and you follow the league as close as anybody and you league pass 24/7, 365. Just think about the East. I'm going to ask this question so you can think about it. Think about the teams from top to bottom, Greek Freak. Think about all of the teams, Philadelphia, Boston, Indiana, Toronto, Orlando, which is the Nets. I'm going to give you all of the teams, the Pistons, the Knicks. I'm going to name it.
Now you're just naming teams.
Name me the five best people that play up front, in particular to play minutes as the big, either being the four or the five.
Like a real
five
big
best.
I mean, you know,
Greek list, is one.
Every list we do is incomplete. Be like a Greek Freak, Embiid, Valanciunas, homeboy that was on Toronto that got traded to the Grizzlies. And
if he got traded to the Grizzlies, that means he's not on Toronto anymore.
That's a good point. That's a great point. other good centers in the East, but Celtics have none. Let's just go through the Bam. I'm gonna throw Bam in there. Can I throw Bam in there?
Of course. Most improved player.
Love me some Bam. Love me some Bam. And every list we do is incomplete, so don't come after me.
That's why I told you to go by the teams.
Yeah, the Raptors don't really have. I mean, I'm not putting this on
there.
You know, and Pascal plays a little bit of small ball, but you can't really put him in this list. And then as you get towards the bottom, I mean, I'm drumming on Cleveland, maybe. You know, like, that's where we are. I'd say that's five.
So just think about that. So now as a talent evaluator and somebody that wants to play basketball in the East, I could use KD's height and his body type to play five because now he'll crush the people that you just mentioned.
Of course.
You know, of course, Greek Freak can hold their own. And Embiid, he's too small to play against on the post. And Valanciunas will put him in the post. There's certain guys, and Drummond will grab every rebound over him. Like, there's certain advantages you just have being a larger man. But it don't weigh out to a 50, 40, 90 guy on the other end and average 30. So now you got to change everything you're trying to do. Bam, while he could get out on the perimeter and play against somebody, like, KD is one of the greatest scorers that the game has seen. So now, you make everybody change what they do. And let me give you a couple more examples. Carmelo Anthony and Paul Pierce come to mind as guys that were playing small ball fours, and Jared Dudley playing small ball fours in the East because of what I just said to you. But now let's get on an airplane and travel west. If I ask you to do that same exercise, you'll name like 15 players.
Easy. Easy. Yeah, all NBA players. Easy.
So those guys are too small to do that in the West.
Producer Demetrius made a good point. Producer Demetrius brought up Capella. Capella doesn't count to me because he's never actually put on a Hawks uniform yet. So you're not in the Eastern Conference, and so you've worn an Eastern Conference uniform, but he does make a good point. And, you know, I'm sure everybody on Twitter has followed this news story where the Sixers.
And there's some youngsters like John Collins that's on the come up, but you know what I'm saying.
We've all seen this, you know, the Sixers ownership group. They just kind of like, they decided, oh, you know what we're going to do? If you make over 50 grand and you work for us, we're going to cut your salary by 20%, but we're going to make it a 4-day work week. So you work 80% what you used to work, but you get paid 80% what you used to work. Twitter went crazy, and they started just airing out the ownership group, airing everybody out in there, showing their salaries and what they're worth. Then they had to back it up. They had to back it up real quick. And they were shamed publicly, and then they reacted. I think that sort of the public shaming of people for business decisions they make is generally not a good practice, but it worked right here. It worked here.
Yes, and this is really important to me. And, you know, I clearly took pride in being a basketball player, but one of the things that motivated me as a student is I never wanted to be considered a dumb jock. So making an honor roll in high school meant everything to me. Making a dean's list in college meant everything to me. Graduating from college was a monumental thing for me, especially for somebody that left after their third year. And so you know, because we're brothers, how plugged in I am like socially and politically, and have a level of consciousness and watching and listening and consuming all types of information. There are two lines of demarcation I get right now in this climate. One, I'll call the bottom line. And the other one I'll call morality. And so for me, if you're a multi-billion dollar conglomerate, you should side on the case of morality when you're making your bottom line decisions, because A, you're still going to eat once there's some sort of government bailout and or insurance refund is going to happen for the big company. So if you're in a position to still take care of your employees and give them opportunities and put them in position to take care of their families, and you that very powerful, then I believe that you should do that. Now, on the other side, and this is what makes it tricky in our economy, is there going to be so many small businesses that are going to have to make the decision on, are they laying people off? Because why are you in business a lot of time? To make money. And so it becomes a tricky dynamic that a lot of people are put in the position to juggle. But organizations like the Sixers and the Devils and a billion dollar owner, like, he deserved to be shamed via social media. And I'm glad that he heard the cries and did the right thing.
So we're going to move on, but I'm going to say what I said yesterday. This is the time when the billionaires take an L. It's just that simple. Like, you know, this is something that happened that no one can control. It just spread around. It's put our economy in a shutdown. And if you're a billionaire, things have been great for you for the last 12 years. And guess what? This is when you take an L. It happens. You had a great run. You had a great run. Look at the Warriors. Worst team in the league. They had a great run.
These companies are going to get bailed out, Jacoby. Like I said, American Express,
they always do.
MasterCard, Visa, Discover. I'm telling you, if an American human being had a credit line with them for $1,000, it should, even if it's overdrawn, they should now give it to them another $1,000. If it's $5,000, same thing. $20,000, same
interest
thing.
Interest-free.
Overdrawn.
Interest. We always say we give the people what they want, so we're going to take one question from the people before we finish up. Make sure you keep an eye on our Twitter feeds because we're looking for questions every single day. The first question we have comes from Twitter, and we talked about D-Nice yesterday. That Quest Love out here doing things, DJ Primo doing things. Every DJ's out here throwing these
family,
live
family
parties. So, Jalen, the question comes from this. Is DJ Motown Clown going to make an appearance? IG Live.
So, here's the one thing. I've gotten too close to music. Like, I've been in the studio with some of the all-time great MCs. I've been introduced and in the presence of some of the all-time great DJs. And I fell in love with the art and embody the culture, hopefully, as much as anybody. And for me to want to do that for people to see, I now have to get to the point where I understand that it's not me on the big NBA stage and I'm one of the greatest of all time to try to do it. You know, to be an athlete, like I sat in a locker before, you know, I left basketball games and outscored Michael Jordan and the late great Kobe Bryant and Shaquille O'Neal and Dwayne Wade and LeBron James. That happened in my life before. You know, I'm not better than them. You know what I'm saying? But there's a time I sat in a locker room like, man, I'm about to get buckets on them. And so that's kind of how I feel about DJ Motown Clown. If I bring him out, I appreciate the millions of people that may see it, but I'm like, what is DJ Scratch going to say? You know, he between the legs with the Jason mask spinning around. What is D-Nice going to say? He changing hats and got Michelle Obama in the comments. Quest Love is the OG representing the 215. I love Philly. Stand up. So it's like, I don't know. I might. There's certain wins I take, like fresh cuts and being handsome and fashion. And there's certain wins I take, but sometimes I feel like, you know, I got to just let the grace live. So kind of right now, I want to do it for private consumption and then eventually at private functions and stuff like that. But to get on that big stage, you got to come correct.
Appreciate it. Every single day, we'll be live on YouTube, on Twitter, on Facebook, between 4 and 4:30. Maybe one day we'll be on ESPN 1 between 4 and 4:30. That's what they told us, and then, you know, we all got quarantined out. But you never know, we're going to pop up on IG Live, so keep an eye on that, too. We'll be back tomorrow. Why is that, Jalen Rose?
Take care of yourself and your family, and stay clear of that Roni Rome. We're not done. We're not done. We'll be right back.